speaking about Rabbi Akiva, you have to understand that there are sometimes neshamas which come to this world which are higher than the zman in which they live in. And although going to Rabbi Akiva can mean visiting a Tana, the Ari HaKadosh speaks so much about the neshama of Rabbi Akiva and the shayrish of his neshama and the significance of this neshama coming to the world and the impact which he made throughout all of history, the doris before him, until today. He mentioned the death of Rabbi Akiva every single day in davening, the Ari HaKadosh says. When we say the pasuk Kel Nakamas Hashem, Kel Nakamai Sefiah, that Hashem should take revenge against the Rishayim. So the Ari says that this is the time to be machave in the inyan of Rabbi Akiva v'chaveiro. And there's an inyan in davening that there are nitzaitzin in the world which have fallen for the higher oilemis, to the lower oilemis of Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. And in Pnimius, the whole Seder HaTzvila from beginning to end is about the gmala of these nitzaitzin. And the Ari HaKadosh says that this cannot be accomplished if not for being mazkir and being mechaving the inyan of Rabbi Akiva v'chaveiro and kel nekames Hashem, kel nekames Sefiya. Marum is in his name, Akiva ben Yosef, which is Rashi Tevas, Ayin Beis Yud, Asiya, Bria, Yetzira. These nitzaitzin, we call upon Rabbi Akiva and his chus every single day to be poil, vinyan and pimius of what we're trying to be poil every day. And he explains that the neshama of Rabbi Akiva, again, although he's a Tana and he lived in that dar, if you wouldn't know that and you're reading the pimius farm, you would think that Rabbi Akiva lived in the times of the Avos HaKadosh. And of course, that's because his neshama goes back to that time. As the Ari HaKadosh explains that Yosef HaTzadik, when he was Mizgaber against Eishes Poitifar, and he wasn't Chayti with her, so the Gemara says that there were Asara Tipin which were Yotze Mibin Eitz Ba'asav. And the Ari HaKadosh explains that these Tipin are the neshamas of the Asara Harugi Malchus. Yosef HaTzadik was supposed to have 12 children, 12 Shvatim, just like Yaakov, because everything which happened to Yaakov was supposed to happen to Yosef HaTzadik, but not everything. But as a result, he was only zeichet to 2 children, Ephraim and Menashe, which he should have had the Asara Harugi Malchus as his children. But because of this mistake, if we could call it that, with Eishes Poitifar, so these 10 neshamas fell into the hands of the Sitra Acha, so to speak. And of course, that goes back to the fact that he was sold by his brothers. If not from the fact that he was sold by them, he would have never have come to this Nisayan at all. Which was why they were the ones who were chosen to bear the Oynish for the Chayt of Mechiras Yosef, because Mechiras Yosef was directly related to this Pagam in Yosef, which led to the loss of the Asara Harugi Malchus and Memela, the Kesher between the two incidents. So when we look at Rabbi Akiva of Echaveira, but especially Rabbi Akiva, who is the Rosh Mikulam, Rabbi Akiva is considered to be as a Shairish Neshama from the times of the Avos HaKadosh, as the son of Yosef HaTzadik. So Mamela, just to begin, just to come to Yosef HaTzadik, to Rabbi Akiva, means coming to a Neshama which was higher than his dar. Like you go to Chevron, you come to the Kever of Rabbi Akiva. Of course, it's for that reason the Ari explains that he's called Akiva ben Yosef. His father was Yosef, he was Miben Gerim, but this Yosef doesn't refer to Yosef, the father of Akiva, it refers to Yosef HaTzadik. Bechlal, the neshamas which have a shaykhis to Yosef HaTzadik are ones which work tirelessly to bring the Geula right away. Like we see with Yosef HaTzadik, his going down to Mitzrayim, the Sfarim explained, wasn't a choice which was made by the brothers of Yosef, it was a choice which was made by Yosef himself. That Yosef couldn't be soivel the Tzar Shechina and the state of the world, that he decided to go down into the depths of the Sitra Acha, which at that time was Eretz Mitzrayim. And like a secret service agent, nobody knew, Yosef was being poil big yeshuas in order to bring the Geula right away, so that when Yaakov would come down to Mitzrayim, because they knew about the Bris Ben Harbisayim and the Gzeira, that there would be a Golus. This was a Messiah from Avram to Yitzhak and to Yaakov and to the Shvatim, and perhaps even may have been something which Yaakov told secretly to Yosef, because there were many things that Yaakov told Yosef which he didn't tell the brothers, which is the secret of Ben Zakunim and Ketonis Pasim, that Yosef was Makabal upon himself and Mesiris Nefesh to go down to Mitzrayim and to end this klipa called Mitzrayim, so that when Yaakov would have to come down, he wouldn't have to come down to a Golos Mitzrayim, as Chazal say, the chesed that Hashem did for Yaakov, that he didn't come down to Mitzrayim b'shal shalosh shobarza. He didn't come down as a prisoner. He came down in a way that there was an Eretz Goshen, and he had a bechin of living in Eretz Yisrael, and that was all due to the fact that Yosef went down there, and he did accomplish what he wanted to accomplish. He was not able to, which is to bring the Geula, that there wouldn't be any suffering, there wouldn't be the matzah which we have today. But he certainly accomplished great things in that Yaakov's coming down to Mitzrayim and calls mad that Yaakov was alive and the Sfratim were alive. There was no Golos Mitzrayim at all. And that was all due to the fact that Yosef couldn't be Seivel, couldn't stand the matzah of the world and the Tzara Shechina. And these tzaddikim who have a shaykhis of the neshama of Yosef, and Mamela, all of those neshamas who have a kesher to Mashiach bin Yosef, are all working and to bring the Geula Shleima in the Zman which they live. And for that reason, Yosef HaTzadik is no different than Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says at the end of Makos, when he came to the Makom HaMikdash, Rabbi Gamliel and Chaver, they were all laughing, crying, and Rabbi Akiva was laughing. Shu'olim Hilchubo, what's to laugh about that? So Rabbi Akiva said that I see from the fact that this Nevuah was Niskayim, that the Nevuah of the Geula Shleima will also be Niskayim. But they knew that too. And they also knew that there was Nevuahs which needed to be Mekuyam. So how come they were still crying and he was laughing? But the reason why Rabbi Akiva was laughing, there are many reasons why. But one is because Rabbi Akiva lived with the determination that if this Nevuah was being Mekayim now, then the other Nevuahs would be Niskayim right away as well. Because this pasuk is at the end of Eicha, and what that represents is that if Shu'olim Hilchubo is taking place right now, then the pasuk which immediately follows that, Hashirinu Hashem Elecha v'Nashua, Chai Nishimene Kekena, would also be Niskayim right now. And Rabbi Akiva was laughing because Rabbi Akiva felt that his neshama was brought to the world like the neshama of Yosef HaTzadik to bring the Geula right away. And he was laughing because he felt that it was within his capability, within his neshama, in order to do so. And he wasn't laughing because he didn't think that it could happen, because he put it into action and he led the Bar Kochva revolt, and he felt that Bar Kochva was the Mashiach ben David and he himself was the Mashiach ben Yosef. But as a result of a failed opportunity, Rabbi Akiva v'chaver were chayev misa. Because one of the things in Pnimiyus, so what happens is that if you make a war against the Sitra Achra and you don't win, then you lose big. And this is the death of Rabbi Akiva v'chaverev, in the same way that Yosef died before all the others, because he led a revolt to bring the Mashiach Tzidkenu, and it wasn't Mekuyam. This is a little mix us into the Indian of Rabbi Akiva. Ramchal, of course, is very next to him, because Ramchal came to the world for 40 years to be mashal the first 40 years of the life of Rabbi Akiva, that he was an Am Haaretz. You see the Koyach of Tshuva, the Rabbi Akiva was such a big Baal Tshuva that Hashem said, even though in your lifetime you lost 40 years of the first 40 years of your life, there's going to be a neshama which comes to the world which will be mashlim then, and that was the Ramchal. And he too, Ramchal, worked tirelessly to bring the Geula Shleima with his Chaverim. It's very well known that he tried to bring the Geula Shleima, but he died very, very young, like Yosef HaTzadik died before all the other brothers, because when you tried to bring the Geula, and of course they were toil great things, although we don't see with our eyes, but in Pnimiyus, it was because of these neshamas which come to the world, Midor Achador, that we're able to emit Hashem see that Geula Shleima. So just to note that Rabbi Akiva comes from that very high place, like the Gemara says that when Moshe came up to get the Torah, he looked at Rabbi Akiva and he said, why are you giving the Torah to me? You should give it to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva came from that place of Chamishim Shar Abinu, which even Moshe Abinu wasn't Zeicha to. So the Tavi Darshan, the Keser HaOisis, when we come to Rabbi Akiva, we're talking about from the beginning of time till today. We're talking about an neshama that every single day in davening, we turn to the Schos of Rabbi Akiva, and it's in the Schos of Rabbi Akiva and those in that line of the Sherish Neshama which he came from, that will be Zeichem Mitzvah Shem to the Geula Shleima should be soon. Amen.